Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is a Tuesday morning, and that means we get a chance to visit a little bit with Brian Hanna from CG Health in Mason City, CG Public Health. And Brian, happy Tuesday. Good to talk to you.
Oh, always a pleasure. Happy to be on and try to catch our listeners up here again today.
Well, and I tell you, last week was a week that we probably need to catch them up on a few things, and it was a busy week in a lot of different ways for you and the vaccination process, correct?
Yeah. Again, we continue to try to work our way through the community and continue to push those vaccination numbers up. I am happy to report that those over 65, over 80% of our community has received full vaccination for that age of 65 and older. So that is really great news from our perspective, and hopefully we can continue to do that with some of the younger groups out there. Obviously, the CDC threw us a little bit of a curveball last Thursday and decided to kind of change gears or shift gears a little bit and, allow us to start looking at taking off our masks, if I can talk this morning, and if we're fully vaccinated. So I just want to stress, there is a real reason now that people should be looking to get their vaccine and get fully vaccinated, because the CDC says, if you're fully vaccinated, you can basically rest assured that, the likeliness of having complications from COVID are dramatically reduced.
Talk a little bit, if you can, Brian, about the young people. That was another thing that happened last week, those young teenagers that were getting that first opportunity to get vaccinated.
Yeah, we were really happy to see on Friday, although kids might have been taken out of school briefly to come in and get their vaccine, those 12 and over can receive the Pfizer vaccine. And so really focusing on, for us at least, is those older school-age kids, that junior high up to, seniors in high school can come in and get vaccinated, of course, with parental consent. But it's really great news. When we look at the statistics and the number of people who've been vaccinated that are under 16 years of age, obviously we haven't had that opportunity. So it's nice that we're dropping down to 12 and up now. And so, we did see quite an influx of younger people coming in. And we also have a clinic scheduled for Wednesday. People can go in and sign up for a time slot from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And most of those time slots, we're going to try to fill 1 to 4. And if we need, we'll use 4 to 5 o'clock. But we really tried to pick that time because Wednesdays, it seems that a lot of the schools let out early or don't have school that day. So, we're really excited that we can get that age group. And what I anticipate, Tim, is that we're going to see younger and younger age groups be allowed or receive emergency authorization to be able to give vaccines to, even kids as young as maybe 1 or 2 on up. And so, that's great news. We'll continue to watch that information and present that back to your listeners.
I'm going to back up a little bit now. You talked initially about the masks, and that was something that was new this last week. And maybe some confusion with some people, because you're still seeing signs going into some stores that say masks are necessary and others that are not, and those kinds of things. Those are courtesy things for any of those businesses, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Businesses can elect to keep those mask mandates in play and, require people to wear masks. This is where it really is going to get tricky is, do you carry a mask with you all the time because you're not sure when you might need it? The other thing is, I do want to stress, we've had this discussion here yesterday, how do you confirm whether or not somebody's has been fully vaccinated or not? And this is where we're going to have to just rely on people to basically be truthful, kind of police themselves. If you're not vaccinated, really the only real risk is to yourself. And that is, if you're not vaccinated, you're around somebody who is COVID positive but might be asymptomatic. you know, your risk is still there. But if you're fully vaccinated, your risk is dramatically reduced. So, businesses have that opportunity to keep those mandates in play. And, you know, it'll be kind of touch and go over the next few months, I'm sure, as some businesses choose to keep it in play and others choose not to.
Brian, you mentioned that you're going to do the vaccine clinic on Wednesday. Any other days again this week?
We'll be there on Friday as well. People certainly should check our website. Those clinics, we've really gone to walk-in clinics, but it is so helpful if people who are planning or would like to come in, go in and sign up and try to get a time slot. There's plenty of them out there. What that allows us to do is basically get your information into the computer and get your there's a series of questions we ask you to answer, and so it's nice just to get those into the computer technical format. It's just easier for our volunteers who then have to enter the information into the computer. It's easier to read. If people can go in and sign up, that's always helpful, but we do take walk-ins as well.
Anything new on the horizon that you can add to this week's conversation?
There's certainly, there's been some dialogue also within the state about sending kids back to school if they've been exposed to a positive case, but yet they are asymptomatic. And, you know, I just want to stress it's important that we still work on trying to control this virus. It is still out there. We are still seeing people in the hospital. Wearing masks, especially for those people who are not vaccinated, and we know that anybody under 12 years of age is not vaccinated because they can't be. And so continuing to wear masks, at least we hope until we get through this school year, which is we have about less than 2 weeks, and all schools should be letting out. So, that's pretty much where we sit today. But as we know with this situation over the last year and a half, it can change. It can change before I go home at 4:30 today.
How about volunteers? We've touched on volunteers quite a few times over the last few months as we visited on Tuesday mornings. But you've leaned on a lot of great volunteers to help you out with these vaccinations. Are you still solid right there?
Yeah, we're still solid. We've got so many great volunteers. I'll throw out some numbers for you. We know that we've had over, last time I've seen an update, we've had over 8,000 volunteer hours. And if you put, there's a national number that they put to what a volunteer hour is worth. And when we put that number, it's kind of a national number, when you put that number to the thousands of hours that we've received, our community-wide benefit is, it's $250,000 in investment from people who have volunteered their time. So I just wanted to point that out to your listeners, and I really want to talk to those volunteers right now and just say, I am so grateful to you. I am so thankful for you. And the work that they've done in our clinic has just been amazing. And again, we can't thank them enough.
I'll join in on that. Thank you for all the hours of help and your continued efforts in continuing with the vaccinations. Brian, always good to talk to you on Tuesday mornings, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thanks again, Tim. We always appreciate you helping us out and getting that message out.
Take care, Brian.
Have a great day.
You
Bye
too.
Now.
It's Brian Hanoff with us, everybody. He is with CG Public Health in Mason City. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.